To start with, let's talk about what is an allocation well. An allocation well pictures two or more tracts of mineral interest, A, B, and C, D goes on, and you don't have authority to pool. You start drilling on A, you got a productive interval on A, but also on B, C, D, on down the line. That is an allocation well. Now, of course, there's been a lot of recent fussing about whether you can drill an allocation well, but they've actually been drilled long before the Railroad Commission started its new permitting process and its P16s. People were drilling these wells. When you have a standard oil and gas lease, you can drill them up and down, you can drill them sideways, unless your lease prohibits drilling them sideways. And there's no requirement that the Railroad Commission have a permit specifically to authorize that. The Commission probably doesn't have any authority to prohibit it. How many horizontal wells would be drilled in this current environment if we couldn't drill horizontal wells through tracks without pooling or dealing with tracks that are already pooled? So when you talk about being in Texas and you're developing oil and gas properties, you're working parallel tracks. You're working the regulatory track to see whether you can meet the requirements of the regulatory entity, and you're working the title track, whether your title lets you have possession to drill the well. So you're always working those two, and you have to remember that all the Railroad Commission has authority to do is to issue permits to drill, to remove the regulatory obstacles. So as long as you have a process to drill where you're not going to pollute, you're not going to cause waste, and you're not going to blow anybody up, you get a permit. That's the extent of the Railroad Commission's authority.